Martin's latest target is Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, not just investigating her, but telling Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to fire her, writing, "Do it today before it is too late." For his part, Trump has demanded that she resign. Ms. Cook says she won't be bullied, but she will answer legitimate questions. In addition to the legal targeting, Trump has stripped government security from individuals facing death threats. And there has been a methodical purging of people deemed insufficiently loyal to Trump. The latest came Friday with the firing of Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which had conducted an assessment of the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites that was at odds with the president's claim that the sites had been, quote, completely obliterated. There have now been at least 16 senior military officers fired or reassigned since Trump took office. Seven of them are women, leaving the military without an active duty four-star female officer. President Trump promised retribution against his political enemies, and there is no doubt that he is serious about keeping that promise. We don't know what evidence the DOJ has against John Bolton, but we do know that he is the latest Trump critic to be targeted by his administration.